Title: California Court of Appeal holds that a PECA plaintiff maintains standing to assert representative claims even when individual claims are compelled to arbitration. Content: On February 2, 2023, the California Court of Appeal issued an important follow-up decision to the United States Supreme Court's decision in Viking River Cruises Incorporated v. Moriana, U.S., 142 S. CT 1906, 2022. Galarza v. Dolgin California, LLC, Cal RPTR 3D, 2023 WL 221-2196, 2023, addresses whether a plaintiff alleging claims under the California Private Attorneys General Act of 2004, PEGA, retains standing to assert claims premised on California Labor Code violations suffered by other employees when the claims arising from alleged violations suffered by the plaintiff are compelled to arbitration. The Court of Appeal ordered Galarza published on February 24, 2023, making the decision binding on state trial courts for the time being. In Viking River Cruises, the U.S. Supreme Court held that California's rule prohibiting agreements to arbitrate PEGA claims on an individual basis is preempted by the Federal Arbitration Act. Viking River Cruises held that the provisions of PEGA permitting an aggrieved employee to assert claims for civil penalties arising out of labor code violations committed against other employees is effectively a rule of claim joinder. Therefore, the Federal Arbitration Act requires the enforcement of an agreement that calls for arbitration of PEGA claims arising out of violations allegedly committed against the named plaintiff, notwithstanding any state law prohibiting the separation of PEGA claims into individual and representative components. The U.S. Supreme Court further held that under PEGA's standing provisions, any PEGA claims arising from violations suffered by other employees must be dismissed when all claims arising from violations suffered by the plaintiff have been compelled to arbitration. It was this holding that Galarza addressed. Because the meaning of PEGA's standing provisions is a question of state law, state courts are not bound by the U.S. Supreme Court's interpretation. Galarza disagreed with Viking River Cruises and held that a PEGA plaintiff retains standing to pursue PEGA claims arising from violations suffered by other employees, even when all of the PEGA claims arising from violations suffered by the plaintiff have been compelled to arbitration. Therefore, the representative component of the PEGA claims should not be dismissed when a trial court compels the plaintiff's individual claims to arbitration. Galarza also introduced some new terminology into the PEGA lexicon, referring to the PEGA claims arising from violations against the plaintiff as type A claims, and the PEGA claims arising from violations against other employees as type O claims. Viking River Cruises had called the former individual PEGA claims and the latter non-individual PEGA claims. It remains to be seen whether Galarza's new terms will catch on. Additionally, Galarza did not address whether a stay of the type O PEGA claims is mandatory and/or appropriate when all type A PEGA claims have been compelled to arbitration. Under California Code of Civil Procedure Section 1281.4, a single overlapping issue between arbitrable and non-arbitrable claims is sufficient to require imposition of a stay. Because a finding against a PEGA plaintiff in arbitration on his or her type of PEGA claims should be issue preclusive on whether the plaintiff is an aggrieved employee with standing for purposes of his or her type O PEGA claims, a stay of the type O claims ought to be required even if dismissal is not. CF Rocha v. U-Haul Company of California, Cal RPTR 3D, 2023 WL 146-2594, at asterisk 11-14, 2023, arbitration award against plaintiff on non-PEGA damages claims issue preclusive on aggrieved employee status re-PEGA claims. This is the approach many state trial courts have been taking since Viking River Cruises was decided. Others have stayed the type O claims to await a decision from the California Supreme Court in Adolph v. Uber Technologies, which remains an option. Although Galarza is a disappointing decision for employers, its impact may be minimal and short-lived. The California Supreme Court is currently considering the same standing issue in Adolph v. Uber Technologies, which is now fully briefed. However, the California Supreme Court decides Adolph will supersede Galarza. Additionally, there is